This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Jim Patton with this ABC 10 News update. San Diego staying in the state's red tier for now. Our latest numbers show 7.8 new coronavirus cases per day per 100,000 cases. If that number reaches at least 8 for 2 straight weeks, then San Diego would be pushed into the state's most restrictive tier. Well, non-essential businesses would have to move outside, which could pose additional challenges as we head into winter. Theme parks will have to wait a little longer before they can welcome back guests. The state announcing most parks cannot open until their counties are in the yellow tier. And when they do, they get that okay, there are going to be a lot of restrictions involved. Smaller theme parks will be capped to 25% or 500 people, and they can only open outdoor attractions, and ticket sales must be limited to visitors living in the same county. For the big theme parks like Legoland, Disneyland, SeaWorld, they'll have to wait until the county they're in hits the yellow tier, and then they can only open at 25% capacity. Well, just 1 week after resuming jury trials in San Diego, lack of jurors has forced a criminal case to be continued until November. Only about 40 people showed up out of 900 summoned each of the last 2 weeks. Court's presiding judge is asking San Diegans to please serve unless they have a COVID-19 safety concern. Judge Lorna Oxney says that the court is taking all necessary safety measures, including temperature checks, plexiglass barriers, mask use, and social distancing at all times. Court can impose fees or sanctions for not showing up if summoned, but the judge says that is not happening just yet. All right, time now to get a check on our weather. Vanessa, how's it shaping up?
Well, a lot of us are waking up to low-level clouds and even pockets of dense fog, especially in areas like Ramona at last check. Right now in Del Mar, it looks like we are under some really thick cloud coverage as we take a look ahead, though. And fast forward to our future cast, it looks like inland clouds could mix out as early as 9:30. Meanwhile, coastal clouds could mix out as late as 12:30 to about 2 p.m. Once it does, we'll top out in the lower 70s along the coast. That'll be the trend for the next several days, and into the weekend, we'll just dip down to the 60s. Meanwhile, inland highs are going to top out in the mid to upper 70s, 80 through those warmer areas. And this will be the warmest day of our 7-day outlook because we are climbing down the ladder as far as high temperatures go, but warm temperatures rebound towards the middle of next week. Jim.
Vanessa, thank you very much. And for the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app in your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jim Patton.